interviewing. So, Johnny, it's all yours.
Okay, D, you just about killed your old man. You know that, don't you?
Oh, I know. I bet you were dying up there.
Yeah, I died a bunch of deaths. Tell me what you're thinking when you throw the interception on fourth down when there's still time left on the clock or a decent amount of time. You come over to the sidelines. Tell me what you're thinking. Do you ever give up hope? Your defense is playing great.
Yeah, I knew our defense has been playing great. You know, I came to the sideline. Coach Tressman talked to me about the interception and what I should have done better. And, you know, I went and sat, and, you know, I just really prayed, and I said, you know, Lord, you have me in a position right here for a reason. And, you know, whether it's to win or lose, you have me here for a reason. And, you know, I just want your will to be done through the situation. And, you know, our defense did a great job of getting the ball back, and we, you know, went down the field and scored the winning touchdown.
Well, you certainly made some plays there on that last drive. Let's talk about the first one, I think, where you had to get the ball to Ant Hill. You had to come out to your left a little bit and threw a – buy some time through a nice play. What are you seeing and what are you thinking on that very first play?
Yeah, well, you know, really Coach Tressman just teaches to, you know, in a situation like a two-minute or desperate situation to get the first down first. And, you know, on that particular throw, it was really awkward for me going left and then kind of throwing back toward the middle of the field. And, you know, Anthony's so long and so big, he can really just grab anything I put up there. So I was just really thinking, get the ball off. So I just bought a little bit of time and put it up there, and he snagged it with his big old mitts.
All right, the second big play, Daniel, is when you hit Dunlap right on the sidelines. You do a little pump fake. What do you do? Are you trying to freeze the corner, or are you trying to freeze a linebacker? It certainly seemed to open up a little bit of a gap, a window, so that Dunlap could catch the ball on the sidelines.
Well, that play that he caught that pass on is the same play that they caught him out of bounds on that we reviewed earlier in the half. So the corner was the one who had fell off on it the first time. So I was thinking, we have a guy in the flat, so I'm going to pump the flat to try to get the corner to stay to give John a little more room to catch the ball.
Well, it certainly worked. Now let's talk about the very last play of the game. You have to go up inside, buy some time, then you flush out to the right. Did you see, Daniel, that the defensive back was just backpedaling and John was literally getting inside position deep in the end zone?
I really didn't see the technique of the coverage. All I saw was man-to-man coverage, and there wasn't another person in that zone besides John and the defender. And, you know, obviously John's gone up and gotten the balls during practice, and obviously during this game he's gone up and gotten, I don't know, probably three or four in traffic. So, you know, I just put it up there, and he caught it at its highest point and, you know, scored the touchdown.
Well, one last question. Why do you sound so much calmer than your old man?
You know, I don't know. I'm not going to say I expected it to happen, but, you know, it's just one of those things. I guess I'm still kind of in shock.
Well, congratulations. We're all proud of you.
Thanks, Dad.
You guys are pretty good. Make a good tandem. Gary?
Oh, wow, that was really neat. That really was. Daniel Evans and Johnny Evans. Daniel, by the way, completed a pass to seven different receivers on the day, including four to John Dunlap, including the game winner with 8.5 seconds to play.